All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to segment four of this edition of The Bigger Picture. It is what it is. It also happens to be the final program I'll be airing on WCGA. Is my body of work, 35 years, I believe, is complete. I think all I need to say has been said, and I'm going to catalog that and possibly at some point turn it into a seminar. But I've appreciated this airtime with Wes and Dee, because we're on a station that is absolutely vital to the continuation of this nation, even if it's a small station here right in southeast Georgia. Those people who listen to it and agree with and learn from the programming are the essential backbone of the preservation of America, the preservation particularly of our women and children who will be under murderous assault when the forces that are forming right now against us are finally unleashed. America, open your eyes. We're not in a good position. And WCGA and a fellow named Donald J. Trump are, apart from the Almighty God himself, are our only hope. Now, understand what I'm saying. I'm not trusting in mankind. I'm simply saying God is in charge, and I believe I am on record a long time ago as saying that we're under God's judgment for the things that we've done. We're following the line of Isaiah chapter 3:1 through chapter 4:1. I believe it's there. But my job is not to stick my head in the sand. Mine is to continue fighting the good fight until that good fight is over, because the victory has already been won, ladies and gentlemen. Lord Jesus Christ won that. And all we're going through right now is a simple pageant of creation, what God ordained to happen to prove to Satan that, well, he was what he was, and that God did not destroy him like a grape in what's recorded in Isaiah 14:1 came to pass when Satan rebelled. God gave him the physical earth and enough rope to hang himself. And right now we're in a time of Satan's building fury, and folks that don't know God, as you've seen these people that are now decrying Israel and attacking Jewish people in spite of the fact that these Hamas dogs, these filthy pigs and animals that are taking babies and putting them in ovens, and that are raping women indiscriminately, and that are doing other despicable things. I've lived amongst those people. I know what they are. I have little regard for that group, but that's another program and a book for another time. I want us to understand that God is in charge, but he has given us an opportunity, or he gave us one if we didn't already blow it, to emplace an individual who has already in 4 years demonstrated his ability to make this work. His name's Donald Trump. We have a radio station right here that carries that message in the programming of the people that appear behind the microphone, the national and the local people. And yet I shake my head, and the time that I've had any association with the station, the response, though it's been verbal and reasonably good, too few men have stepped forward to do anything. This station has got to grow. It must be supported, as are the people who are speaking on the airways. And you better line up behind Donald Trump. Do you understand the four people right now that represent the Republican Party as nominees? Haley? Oh, come on. The princess herself? DeSantis? Yeah, I think he's a pretty good guy. But he's so full of his own ego that he can't recognize the peril that's... I expect him to understand what this nation is against, and to understand that he does not yet have the maturity, the backbone, or the IQ to deal with what's ahead of us. And I don't think for a minute that Christie can do anything other than carry on with his mafia buddies. And he's a Democrat when I look at him. And Vivek Ramaswamy, that's what the Republicans offer as a replacement for Donald Trump? And you ninnies out there, don't stand up behind him. We ought to be in the streets supporting Donald Trump, because God himself gave us that man as an opportunity to see evil for what it is and good for what it is. Yes, I said that. Donald Trump polarized this nation into sheep and goats, and I'm glad he did. Everything he did in the 4 years in his presidency was to promote and protect the America that is founded on the Christian, Judeo-Christian ethic, and specifically has preached the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ around the world. The Moody Bible Institute, the Billy Grahams, Franklin Grahams, all the others that are really preaching the gospel. Oh, we're in a mess. We're in a mess. This radio station has got to be supported. This radio station must grow. You must do everything, as I'm doing myself now, to support Wes and D. Cox and to bring people out of the woodwork to stand with us. We need 3,136 signed on the dotted line men who will form a cadre of those who will stand up and be counted in Southeast Georgia as recognizing the evil, recognizing what stands before us, preparing themselves, their families, their churches, and their communities to stand up against the darkness this nation has never, ever in its life seen before. It is here. Damn the torpedoes. Full speed ahead. Because our women and our children are at risk. Because in the last generation or so, we have not done our job, and we have allowed what Mark Levin so accurately says in his book, the Democrat Party hates America, and it's with a venal hatred you can't describe. Come back with me, please, to the final segment of my program on WCGA. God bless you.